This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Economic Development Coordinator Tanya Flannery and Tourism Coordinator Carol Burke. Ladies, welcome to the program. And we are here to talk about a couple of big events coming. It'll be here fast before you know it, here in Litchfield. And Tanya, let's start with you. Grab the microphone, kiddo. Talk about this business appreciation breakfast. What's this all about?
This is actually our second event that we have planned. We held it again, held it last year in May for a business appreciation breakfast, and it is hosted by the Litchfield Economic Development Office, the Tourism Office, and the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
And, of course, looking at the itinerary here, Congressman John Shimkus will be in as a guest speaker.
That's correct. He's going to be our featured speaker. We'll have other legislators in attendance, but he will start speaking, concluding after the breakfast at 7:30.
Okay. And this will be at where again?
It's at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Again, that it will begin at 7:30 with a breakfast. We do ask, it is open to the public for Business Appreciation Week as well as National Tourism Week in honor of those businesses or those special events. And it's open to any individual or business that wishes to participate within the county. They can contact the Litchfield Economic Development Office to make registration.
And it's going to be important to hear what Congressman Shimkus has to say. He's always been a supporter for small businesses and especially rural towns like Litchfield or Hillsborough or whatever. So it's going to be important to hear what he has to say.
That's right. And we feel honored that he is willing to come to our community and speak on behalf of Small Business Week and National Tourism Week.
All right, Carol, let's turn the mic over to you. As the weather warms up, you've got a couple of big events fast approaching in Litchfield. Let's start things off. Do the Loo.
Do the Loo is the weekend of September 14th through 16th, and this is the second year for this event, and we'll kick it off on Friday night with the Cue the Loo competition, which is a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned barbecue competition. And we're very excited this year because one of the competitors that has done very well in competitions is actually going to be vending. Last year we had an independent barbecue vendor come in, but one of the competitors this year has agreed to sell their wares, so we're very excited about that. Then Saturday, we have some activities planned. The Fish and Magicians, who are from Springfield, Missouri, will be coming, and they combine some comedy with some magic with on a fishing theme, and they're just really fun. They'll do a couple shows on Saturday, and also the Treehouse Wildlife Center, which is down from around the Grafton area, will be coming and having a display and bringing some of their birds and their owls with them. And we have a group that's going to do volleyball tournaments. We're still working on a horseshoe or washer tournament for Saturday and some other entertainment. And then Sunday morning, we've moved the triathlon, the sprint and Olympic triathlon, to Sunday morning. And Racemaker Productions in Greenville will be handling that again. And when I spoke to them recently, they're expecting that we'll have over 300 competitors because it's also a St. Louis running event that they're sanctioning for. So,
and Carol, you and I have talked about this. And Tanya, the three of us, we've talked about this in the past. It's important, whatever you guys do in Litchfield, to incorporate that lake somehow, some way, and this is a great way of doing that.
Right, absolutely. Last year we had a couple groups that came in from the St. Louis area, the ski show and also one of the bands, and they could not believe that we had such a beautiful lake so short of a distance from St. Louis. So it's a great way to get exposure for the beautiful lake that we have to outside visitors.
And, of course, let's move right along, Carol. The all-class reunion, that's mm-hmm. going to be here before you know it, too. Tell us about that.
Right. The Litchfield High School all-year class reunion will begin on Friday, October 5th. That is the homecoming parade and football game. And so there'll be an area set aside for alumni during the football game. And if they'd like to participate in the parade, we'll be talking about that also. And then on Saturday the 6th, we'll have tours of some of the school buildings. I know that people really enjoy going to the high school and looking at the trophies and also going through the old yearbook. So that'll be available. And then the big evening event will be out at the airport. We have hired a 7-piece band from St. Louis called Mr. Wizard, and they do a variety of music, a great song list, and I listen to many bands, and I think they're a great fit for Litchfield.
Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, yes. Very good band out of St. Louis.
Anyone seeking more information, because I know, especially people coming in from out of town to the all-class reunion, if they're able to, what's the best way that they can do that? Call you at the tourism office?
Well, they could either call at 324-8147. They can always reach me by email at tourism@cityoflitchfieldil.com. But we also have an established Facebook page, and that's under the Litchfield High School All-Year Class Reunion Facebook. So people can like us on Facebook. That's where we're really putting a lot of the information out. And while I've got a minute, I'm still looking for some address lists and contact people for several years from the 1980s and 1990s. And the graduates from the year of 2000 and you know, present, they're so into social media that I'm not really getting a lot of help with addresses from them. So anybody that could reach out to me for those classes, I'd appreciate it so we can get the word out.
Yeah, that's tricky, especially mm-hmm. when you get the classes that just recently graduated because right. they're all gone to college or doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of hard. So, but be on the lookout Facebook or
right.
the website.
And they can always look at visitlitchfield.com also, which is a tourism website.
And then Tanya, with the breakfast, anyone seeking more information, contact, what's the number?
324-8150. And they can talk with Shelley or myself. And again, we hope that the public will come out and support our business appreciation breakfast and support U.S. Congressman Shimkus while he's here visiting.
All right. Ladies, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield Economic Development Coordinator Tanya Flannery and Tourism Coordinator Carol Burke. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Toba Dott.